You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Hey, I tell you guys, I love you. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I will ride with this group until they don't want to play more.
That was Kevin O'Connell speaking to the assembled media yesterday, just telling guys like Judd how much he loves the coverage. Yep.
Loves to ride
with the Minnesota Vikings.
I will ride with the Score North group.
I will ride with Score North until they don't let us play any more games. This is Write That Down edition of Purple Daily, by the way. The only show in America that actually keeps track of our predictions and holds each other accountable. Puts our reputations on the line every single week we do this. And we'll explain how we do it if you're new to the show. Thanks for stumbling into Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a dang Super Bowl before we die around here. And the show is presented in part by our friends at TCL, one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. They have a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love at TCL and TCL.com. Inspire greatness with TCL as well. And a shout-out over to our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. So, Federated, that's why I was actually meeting with our friends at Federated yesterday, just talking about sort of the rest of the year. And they were telling me just how much, I mean, they've been around for over 100 years, like I said, and just how many next generation business owners they are now working with inside the state of Minnesota, the other 49 states. So if you are maybe taking over a business from your family lineage, maybe you are rising up in a company and you have influence, you're a young business leader, Federated is here to help you. Federatedinsurance.com. All right. Are you guys ready to be held accountable here?
Mm-hmm.
Should we hit the music or should we?
Let's hit the music. Yeah, let's hit the music.
Let's do it.
Okay, we can hit the music.
Okay, here we go.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
So I guess here's how it works. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. It's really the only parameters. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns around here. And listeners, if you want to be like Brady and participate as a guest listener predictor, you can send Declan a message through the Score North app and we'll get you all set up. All right. So a warning, you know, there's not much that comes off the board during the offseason period here. Once we get like past the draft and before the preseason games start, it's a lot of racking up of predictions and not as much coming off the board. So in the absence of things coming off the board, like in this case, we're going to highlight predictions that are still on the board. So, Judd, you said Dalvin Cook will be a member of the Bills.
Yeah,
well, we're
wrong.
Sitting here. I mean, it's the eve of June 1st. June 1st is the pivotal day where players can get cut after June 1st or traded, and the cap numbers are shuffled differently. So, you know, what do you think of this prediction?
It's going to be wrong. It could come off the board right now. He's not going to the Bills. I think he basically came out early in the offseason when that was being speculated on and said, that's my brother's job. I don't want to go there. And plus,
they could be, but they could have the job together.
You know, Buffalo, I know they're good, but it's not really a great climate to play. And I think if my choices were Florida at the age of 28 or so, or Buffalo, I'm taking the Dolphins every time.
Okay.
So,
well, we won't take it off the board yet because it hasn't happened, but
I predict it'll be off the board by next week.
Is that binding?
Nope. I didn't say right. No, you got to say write this down. Write that down. I predict it'll be off the board by next week.
Judd's hedging. All right. God, I feel like this was a valiant effort prediction for me. And you did say there's been some complications, but I said Declan won't have working internet. It'll take at least a week for Declan to have working internet.
Yep.
So, I mean, you can update the audience, but
this is close.
Ooh, that's loud. Sorry, that was too hot.
This is very close.
It sounds like, though, once he set the, and we won't have to name companies here, but yes. He set an account up with a company a week ago.
Yes.
And that company has hotspots that he can access like two bars of from his house.
Correct. So, yeah. So that took place, was that Thursday? I believe that took place. So, and then the tech man came out yesterday and installed the, you know, router and got everything plugged in. When you have a new construction house, you actually have to have a tech come out there. Now, and also here's another new layer. This is just great home renting owner dilemma here. Because the cord is like plugged into like this pole outside, they have to now come out and bury the cord because there's just a live cord in the backyard right now.
Because it's new. You know what? I'm going to, no offense here, Dex, but I don't think you vetted this house for what you need well enough now.
You know, I'm going to be very also careful with what I say here. It wasn't all of my decision.
Oh, no. And you know what? No. And I don't blame you. And look, Don carries a ton of weight as far as that goes in our family as well. So I
hear. You mean your wife carries weight in terms of where you live? That's what you're saying?
As far as decision making, Don carries a ton of say. She carries a ton of weight. She is very important. So I'm with Declan there. But my point is, like, I have always, like, looked at the most important things for Judd as well. And said, no, we can't do that. And right. I feel like because you are technologically very savvy. So it's not like, like with me, if I don't know that, it's like, okay, that's Judd. But, you know, like, you know exactly what you need when. And I feel like you probably, in retrospect, would like to go back and be like, sweetheart, I love you to the ends of the earth, but this house don't work for what.
Well,
Declan
it sounds
needs.
Like you were overly trusting of. Like when they give you the move-in brochures and they say, here's how easy the internet is.
Yes.
It's, that they kind of pulled a fast one on you and left you hanging.
It's, I gave the benefit of the doubt to the rental property more than I should have.
Don't ever do that again.
I've had, you know, mostly good luck with rental property people before. I come from that lineage too. I have three family members in real estate. So I do all the vetting. I always send them leases. I always do the proper things that are usually in general when I'm moving in or moving out of a place.
Sounds like you need some family members that work in the internet business instead of the real estate business.
Or just, home construction and all that fun stuff. Yeah.
So Declan's got dial up now, which technically does count. It means this
you've got mail.
Incorrect. Declan's got askjeeves.com as his homepage now.
DSL.
It's great. What were some of those search engines? Like Hotbot used
Ask
to be
Jeeves.
My favorite. Ask Jeeves.
How's it going?
The Go Network.
Lycos.
ESPN's. Lycos. The Go Network.
Dude, I still, it's funny, like, I have Go. Bookmarks com? Saved from 20 years ago in my browser still, because I just keep transferring, like, some bookmarks for no reason. And one of them is still ESPN.go.com.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyhow, listeners, Jeff said the Vikings starting quarterback in 2024 will be one of these three, Will Levis, Hendon Hooker, or Mac Jones. If Mac Jones somehow becomes the Vikings starting quarterback... Jeff, remind us to revisit this, but I think we can take this one off the board.
Yep.
Declan had two things come off the board. He said the Vikings would sign or acquire a veteran offensive lineman between now and June 1st. So I guess technically there's still, I don't know, 14 hours left, but let us know if that happens. And then you did say the Vikings would host another joint practice during training camp. Well, they announced two. Mm-hmm. They're going to host two. Mm-hmm.
What is that, Dad?
That's a bunt single. That's a bunt single. You dropped it down the line very nicely.
A little check down. A little check down. I've
got the hand back here so I don't get hit by the pitch.
So with that, Declan up to 40% completions, four touchdowns. Judd, 34.5% completions, four touchdowns. Old Macadac, 32.5% with five touchdowns. Listeners, 26% with one touchdown, struggling on the season here. Career stats all time, Declan leads Judd by about 1%, 35.8 to 34.9. I'm at 32.2, ahead of the listeners at 23.4. Old Macadac has a big touchdown lead on the league, 38 touchdowns to the listeners, 28. Check down Judd with 22, intermediate Declan with 27.
Unnecessary. It's an unnecessary shot.
Look how far behind.
Check down.
I almost have twice as many touchdowns as you. Why don't you pick your... Oh, pick your game okay. up here. Be aggressive.
Okay, all right.
Tell me, button.
Yeah, well, you were are. Button. I bunt too. I said it was a very nice. You dropped it down the line. Base hit. Very nice.
I feel like Judd's mixing metaphors here between the two. Write that down.
You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to empower and praise my coworkers, and I'm getting ripped.
Stop talking about baseball. All right, let's get Brady in here. He's our guest listener predictor. There we go. I can take this off the screen here too. Do we have Brady? There we go. Yeah, what's up, Brady?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
What's going on? Tell us about your setup there. So you are you're a gamer. You've got a green screen, a very professional setup.
Yep, I got my own little YouTube thing going. I do a lot of games. Mostly I do charity streams, though. We've raised over 140 grand for Children's Miracle Network over the past 4 years. So that's my main thing that I do on YouTube.
You're awesome.
Where can people find you if they want to help the cause or follow your content?
YouTube.com/FargoBrady. That's my channel I'm on almost daily. If you want to go straight and donate, FargoBrady.com/ExtraLife. That's the direct link that reroutes it right to my page.
Awesome, man. Hey, when did you become a Vikings fan? What was like the first time they ever ticked you off?
Yeah, first time it ticked me off really was, you know, 99 and everything. But I think I have vague memories of Cunningham and Brad Johnson, but really Dante Culpepper. That's when I started, you know, having the really familiar memories. Oh, yeah. First play of the game every time, 80-yard bomb to Randy Moss. You know, why not?
Yes. God, there's so many times where he would just drop back and try and overthrow Randy Moss, I feel like. Largely unsuccessfully. So let's start with Brady. We'll go around the room three different times. We'll each make three predictions. Brady to Judd to Declan and then back to me. So you are under center, sir. What's your first prediction?
Write this down. All right. So we have seen this song and dance before. Instagram has been scrubbed. Twitter has been scrubbed. His brother's posting cryptic tweets that get deleted. Stephon Diggs will not start for the Bills week one.
Oh,
I love where your head's at. I love this one. I think
what's
going
to trigger that is they're going to sign Hopkins and they're going to trade Diggs to the Cowboys off the record.
Whoa! Whoa!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Talk about spicing up a Wednesday.
Reckless speculation.
Dude, that's
so, okay,
great.
This is all off the record now. Now that you made your prediction, so what is Diggs mad about? Is he mad that Josh Allen kind of regressed and like Josh Allen's going through some weird personal stuff? Right? Is he just Why is he mad?
From what I'm seeing, it's like the AFC is just too hard. Trade me to an NFC team where it's easy.
Well, he was there.
Yeah.
Man, could you imagine? What would it take to get him back? Pretty much all the capital you would need to trade to get a quarterback at some point. Would you rather have
Stephon
Diggs?
I don't want him back at this point.
He's too toxic, I think.
Yeah. He is definitely
I would take him for 2 years, but I don't know. Even if you gave Kirk another weapon like that, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I got no interest in him.
Write
this down. That's a great prediction. That is fantastic. Right,
we're coming out hot here, Judd.
All right. Well, you know what? This is not as hot as that because I love the fact that, while I think it very well could be accurate, came out of nowhere. But I will continue to try to throw fastballs. Tom Brady will play quarterback at some point in 2023 for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Wow. Wow. What is happening here?
There is a very good the whole Garoppolo thing is sort of blown up now as far as the fact that he was hurt and cost himself a ton on his contract. Brady, who I don't think is done playing, at least mentally, has bought into the Raiders.
Would he have to sell back shares?
No, see, supposedly what he would do would he could potentially agree not to play to buy in, but the owners could approve him playing, and people think that they won't, but I say, au contraire. I say, Roger Goodell, can you imagine that? Saying, okay, Brady wants to play, but no, he can't play. And, I mean, this league is all about marketing, and this league is all about splashes. And can you imagine the splash if, I don't know, in week 8, Tom Brady is starting for the Raiders, and a couple guys say, no, that can't take place. That's never going to happen. So I think at some point in time, he will play for the Raiders, even if he's still involved in ownership.
I think we should go to the next step because he also has that, you know, $500 million contract with Fox that's kind of in limbo. That's why doesn't he suit up for the Raiders and they put a little microphone inside of his helmet and you can have, you know, what's his name, Kevin Burkhardt or whoever up in the Tom Brady could be commentating the game on the field on the bench while he's taking a breather. He could be telling you what's happening. He could be like Tony Siragusa Goose. But on the field, actually playing in the game.
If F-bombs were allowed, absolutely, yes. I would love to hear them. I would love to hear TB unplugged, man. You would get some great stuff. That's my next thing. I want to pay to watch games with athletes mic'd up, and they don't bleep a thing out, and it's live. That's what I want.
It would be
fun. I would pay good money for that in most sports. Speculation.
All right, Declan.
All right, make a Jordan Addison prediction. Write this down. Jordan Addison will be in pads and practicing before the conclusion of OTAs. So he's been held out of OTAs. He has been practicing. He will return with pads, and he will be practicing during OTAs. There's three left, I believe.
Okay. Judd, you good?
I have to check to see what our next access is, because one thing I will say is they have OTAs that aren't open to us. And so if he doesn't turn up on Vikings.com, because they shoot those, them practicing occasionally and put that out there, I don't know if we could confirm it for sure. That would be the only thing. So,
Well, when's their last OTA? It's before the mandatory minicamp?
Yes.
It's fourth or something.
Yep.
Okay. So, we got a week or so. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
All right.
We'll deal with it democratically like we
always do. No, we'll brawl about it. We're getting a huge fight,
probably.
Which is what I love.
Okay, write this down. So last year, the Vikings only ran for 150 yards in one game. So they had 173 yards on the ground against the Cardinals, whenever that was, December or something. Otherwise, that was the only time they ran for 150 yards as a team. Write this down. The Vikings will rush for at least 150 yards in their first game of the season against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
They're going to come out of the gate. Josh Oliver, blocking tight end. It's going to be a running. This is all off the record now. Running back by committee. 12
personnel.
Yeah. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
A lot of 12 personnel you're talking about. That's great.
Maybe a 20-yard jet sweep to a wide receiver somewhere in there. But they're gonna establish the run in the first week of the season against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So smash mouth football, that's what you're talking about?
Smash mouth football, take no prisoners, neck roll football, all of it. Yep. All right, back to Brady for your second prediction.
All right, so I'm buying all this Flores aggressive hype. So write this down. The Vikings defense in at least two of these three metrics will be top five. Blitz rate, pressures, or turnovers.
So
top five and at least two of those three metrics.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So blitz rate, pressure rate, and turnover rate.
Yep.
Turnovers. Okay. Yeah. I think the blitz rate, just based on Flores' history, I would be shocked. And it's funny because last year they were bottom five in blitz rate. And then Kevin O'Connell had the come to Jesus meeting with Ed Donatell way too late, by the way. It was like Thanksgiving time. Can we try something different, maybe? Like, what if we sent an extra rusher once in a while? And they tried that for a couple games, but no, the ship had kind of already sailed, unfortunately. All right, back to Judd.
Write this down.
All right, Vikings, write that down. Ty Chandler will have more rushing yards in the opening game of the season than he did in his three games last year, which was 20 yards on six carries.
Okay.
So he played in three games in 2022. He rushed 20 yards on six carries. He will have more rushing yards in the opening game alone than that. I think he gets used this year.
Yeah, that's fine.
Write this down.
I mean, he better. I'm rooting for your prediction to hit my prediction, I think. Unless Alex Mattison goes for $150 by himself.
They both get a big
Ty Chandler in that mix.
Write this down.
Dex?
All right. Write this down. I hate to be this person. But Justin Jefferson will not show up to the first day of mandatory minicamp. I'm going to write it down. So mandatory minicamp is June 13th.
And 14th.
Even based on the text that Judd sent us off microphone?
Oh, what did Judd text us?
Oh, no, it's verbally binding.
What?
I think Declan's prediction is verbally binding.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, he's fine.
I'm checking right now.
Yeah, that's a legit prediction.
Can Declan read the text? You probably shouldn't read the whole text.
No, I'm not going to read that text.
There may be some Jefferson steam soon, it sounds like.
That's also okay. Yeah,
stirred up by Score North, if I may say so myself.
Always. Everything. Always.
Funnels right always through here, baby.
Okay, write this down. DeAndre Hopkins DeAndre Hopkins will sign with a team that played on Championship Sunday last season. So he will sign with one of the final four teams from last year's playoffs. You guys got that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Chiefs, Eagles, Bengals, Niners. He will sign with one of those four teams.
Okay.
I think he's ring chasing. Apparently he is. He's open for business, all 32 teams. I think he's ring chasing. Yep. Kansas City would make a lot of sense, but contractually it might be tough.
Yep.
So write it down. Okay.
Write this down.
Back to Brady. Third and final.
All right. So because I think the offense will be a lot more efficient and the defense won't suck as much, the Dagger Doctor will be less required to step up in those kinds of moments. Kirk Cousins will have three or less game-winning drives.
Oh,
won't need them.
I like where you're going. Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
I don't think he's going to need it. I think the defense is going to shut the door. There won't be any kind of late-minute heroics needed.
I like it. He could still, yeah. I think if he had just a better overall season and the defense had a better overall season, then you probably shouldn't be getting 7 or 8 fourth quarter comebacks.
Or, you know, those 2 quarters in the middle, those happen too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could actually, it didn't last year. I don't know what you're talking about. Last year, those quarters did not exist. Everyone went for a lunch break.
Stop disappearing for an hour and a half of real time and you wouldn't have to come back 8 different times. So, all right, Brady, great stuff. Again, tell the audience your YouTube channel, and if there's anyone you'd like to thank that helped you get to this pinnacle moment here on Purple Daily, feel free to thank anyone.
Oh, my gosh, everybody. My dad for getting me to the Vikings, my friends Shane and Blake, my friend Ben, who's a Packers fan, but I think he's a closet Vikings fan, you know. We'll see in
they
the next year
are.
Or two,
yeah.
Of course, you know, especially now. And, of course, my wife, you know, she puts up with all my Viking stuff, and she lets me do all my content. And like you said, YouTube.com/FargoBrady. If you want to ask about the charity, if you want to see what I'm doing, just come pop over. You know, I'll probably be live later on today when this post or something. So, yeah. Feel free to come on over.
Brady, awesome. Can I ask you a fellow video game question now that I have you on Purple Daily here so these guys can entertain me? Are you a fan or are you going to get the new Mortal Kombat that comes out this fall?
I am going to no-life that for the first 2 weeks, yes.
That's
all I'm going to play.
That looks incredible. As a Mortal Kombat nerd, Phil and Judd, mm-hmm. they're kind of like rebooting the story for the first time.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. I am very excited to play it as well, man. My entire TikTok and Twitter feed has now been replaced by MK content, which has just been mm-hmm. very exciting to see.
Brady, what are your 5 all-time favorite video games?
Well, you can't see it anymore, but I have a canvas painting of Super Mario RPG from Super Nintendo, all-time one of my favorite games. I play a lot of Destiny 2. Call of Duty, obviously, is always huge. Diablo is about to come out in mm-hmm. tomorrow, so I'm going to play a lot of Diablo. And then just, you know, kind of those time killers, World of Warcraft, Hearthstone, whatever it is that I can sink a couple hours into.
Your wife is a saint, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she is seriously going to ascend to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Brady, great stuff. Thanks for dropping the Vikings and video game knowledge, and we'll get you on again sometime.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. There he is. Guest, listener, predictor, Brady, raising money for good causes, wearing those thumbs out. I would say, I kind of stopped playing video games in the early 2000s, but, man, Super Nintendo was always my favorite console.
I probably in 20, actually it was, I bought a couple retro systems early in the pandemic to like kill time when we were all stuck at home. But I haven't like bought a new video game and played it extensively in probably 3 or 4 years. That's how excited I am to buy this Mortal Kombat one. So I'm very excited to play it.
Wow. I used to, I've told you guys about Super Mario Kart for Super Nintendo. I was like on a list of top 50 all-time time trial times. That was the game I was most obsessed with. And then when PlayStation and Xbox came out, I had roommates in the early 2000s, like in high school and college. We played Halo for 10 hours a day.
Yeah, dude.
In like 2003, 4, 5. And then I would play the NCAA football games, and I would just pick a crappy college like Toledo or something and try and build them up into a dynasty over the course of like 5 or 6 seasons and just get like top recruits to come to Northwestern or some crappy school.
I was at a buddy's like 3 weeks ago when my fiance was out of town and his girlfriend was out of town, and I think we played Halo for like 3 hours, and I hadn't done that in probably 15 years. It was awesome. It was seriously, I went home that night and I was like, man, that was so much fun. And we're playing Halo 3 for the first time in 12 years.
We used to, there was a time for like a year before when Judd and I were doing the 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock radio show on 1500 ESPN, where our old producer, Dave Harrigan, and I would square off in Tecmo Super Bowl, just a warm-up game, 20 minutes before the show started.
In the studio here, yeah.
We hooked it up to the TV in the studio. And our goal, we wouldn't play against each other because it was always weird. Like one person would have to go right to left, and that wasn't intuitive. So what we would do is, because the games took 15 minutes, we would each play a game. And the goal would be to try and score the most possible points. So pick whatever team you wanted and then whatever opponent you wanted. And can you score 100 points in a Tecmo Super Bowl game?
Randall Cunningham as an Eagle.
Well, he was QB Eagles. He was one of like four quarterbacks that didn't give the rights. It was him.
I love that.
Bernie Kosar, I think, was another one that didn't give the rights. Like Michael Jordan wouldn't give his naming rights to those games in the 90s, too, on the basketball side. Anyhow, all right.
Write this down.
Before we get to our final three predictions here, let's shout out our friends at Livia, Judd, helping Purple Daily listeners lose weight the last couple of years.
They are indeed, and they are not just doing that, but right now there is a special one-week offer that can help you go from being the guy on the left to the guy on the right, and this offer is going to help you lose potentially more than 15 pounds by the 4th of July. Imagine that. Imagine looking as good as you possibly can that quick. Their premium all-access offer of 50% off plus a free gift is available in an offer that ends Friday. Again, premium access offer of 50% off, all-access, I should say, plus a free gift. 855-GO-L-I-V-E-A, Livia.com, Livia.com. Livia Weight Control Centers is going to help you look good, feel good. And again, with their all-access offer, 50% off plus a free gift, they are going to help you get there with a great deal that ends on Friday, 855-GO-LIVIA, livia.com.
I had a friend yesterday reach out and say, hey, tell me about this Athletic Greens AG1 that you've been talking about on Purple Daily. And I said the same thing to him that I've been saying to all of you guys. I discovered Athletic Greens 6 years ago or so, and it has added a lot of value to my life. So AG1 is like nutritional insurance to start your day. It's very easy. And you can see on the YouTube channel here, take a little scoop, throw it in your water, mix it up, you drink it. It tastes, at least for me, very good. And it just takes 75 high-quality ingredients and blast them through your system to help eliminate brain fog, raise your energy levels, and helps with my gut health. So it's great. You're not always able to get the exact nutrients through your regular meals. You're on the fly, you're busy, and Athletic Greens AG1 is huge as nutritional insurance. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/purpledaily, athleticgreens.com/purpledaily.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Write this down.
All right, Judd, what's your third and final prediction here?
Third and final prediction, again, is a Vikings prediction because the league is definitely trying to cost this guy his job, and my prediction is that that will not be the case, at least when it comes to the National Football League. Kanae Wongwu will have a kickoff return, at least one kickoff return for a touchdown in 2023.
Nice.
But I'm not saying the team. Saying the team.
In the NFL?
But I think he
in
will.
In the NFL, right?
Yes. He will. It won't be in the XFL. It won't be
Does
in the USFL.
Does the CFL still do kickoff returns?
You know, I think they might actually, but no, this will be in the National Football League. Kanae Wongwu, at least one kickoff return for touchdown.
Okay.
Write that down.
Dex?
All right, last one for me. We talked about this briefly with Tyler Fornes on Purple Access last Thursday, and I think it's a trend that will probably continue this offseason. It might not happen more closer towards the regular season when actual more cuts happen, but write this down. The Vikings will acquire a former first round or second round pick from the last three drafts. And those three drafts would be 20, 21, 22. So basically, Quase is going to buy another stock, right? That was one time was a first or second round pick. And between now and the start of the season, he'll acquire one of those type of players.
Okay. Seems to be his thing.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to do it. So, okay, I'll give you guys this one. There's just been a lot of steam. We got mandatory mini camps coming up too. So just, it'd be nice to get some resolution on this. I'm going to tell you before next week's Write That Down, we will have a Dalvin Cook move and a Justin Jefferson contract.
Both those things?
Both those things. So in the next week.
So the Jefferson contract will be done by next week.
Reported. It'll be reported right. to be okay. done.
All right.
I don't know if he'll actually sign it or not. It'll be reported to be done, and the Dalvin Cook situation will be resolved. So I guess I should be more specific. Dalvin will either be traded or released, or is there anything else? I don't want to get burned here. I guess.
What's the word? I mean, there's kept, like restructure or...
Return?
Yeah.
Resolution.
He'll be,
you know, there's a resolution. Okay. I think we can be...
I'd like to see you get burned, so like I'm not going to help with this.
Okay. There will be...
just, I don't want to so help you out.
Dalvin Cook resolution,
all right.
meaning
no,
trade...
No, it covers it all.
Cut no. or contract redone.
Let's help you out some more.
And a Justin Jefferson contract.
Remember what I'm doing here.
Let's help you out some more.
Yep.
Can we do anything else for you?
Specific enough.
Write this down.
So there's the predictions here every week. The only show in America, well, two shows, because we do it on our other daily show too, to actually put statistics... next to our predictions. Boys, let's real quick here before the end of the show. Let's just touch on this Albert Breer feature from SI.com where he actually sat down with Kevin O'Connell sometime here in the last couple weeks. They put their feet up on KOC's desk inside Twin Cities Orthopedic Performance Center.
Smoking cigars?
Looked out at the construction.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they were smoking
cigars. They don't seem like stogie guys.
But they talked about life. They talked about football. They talked about philosophies. And just a couple nuggets from that article. You can find it at SI.com. So the Vikings felt it was more important to build a winning culture in Kevin O'Connell's first year as opposed to tearing down the roster for max draft capital. This is going back a year now. You know, cap space. So basically, the Vikings decided to do what they did, build a winning culture. Mm-hmm. They got to 13 wins doing it, but have some cap issues that are lingering. Maybe have not as much draft capital as you would like versus what the Bears did, which we've talked about. Ryan Poles, a losing culture, but a blank canvas. Do you think the value of building a winning culture, this is my question to you guys, not Albert, do you think the value of building a winning culture trumps the value of having more of a blank canvas with a ton of draft capital?
So just to be clear, I read this entire thing. So Breer was at the league meetings that were held across the street at that Omni Hotel and then walked across the street. And a few guys got access to Kevin, not Kwesi, which I found to be intriguing because I would guess that
he was there as well.
Well, I mean, he talked to the combine and it's weird. Anyway, long story short, the piece made sense. And I can buy the fact that, you know, according to Kevin, it was very important to establish this culture. And then despite the fact guys were jettisoned after that, that the culture existed and different players who remained could pick up on that. But I'm not buying the entire thing. I think what we've said from the get-go is right. I think that this was a Wilf mandate. I think the Wilf said, I'm not buying this. I think the Wilf said, look, this is a good team. We like to win. We think this team can win. And you have to keep in mind, too, so like the Wilfs aren't like, well, 13 wins, but that was a fluke. You know, 13, you don't have to give those back. So it's not like they're like, we regret winning 13 games. So I think O'Connell is painting a nice story. And yes, I do think it probably helps to have won. That was, despite the playoff loss, a fun year. So totally get that. But I'm not buying this for 1 second. I think that this came from ownership. I think that they said, because I think Ryan Poles, who was, I think, their first choice, Ryan Poles went in there and said, I want to tear this thing down. The Wolves are like, we ain't doing that. We don't want to suck. We've never wanted to suck. So do I think what O'Connell said to Breer is nice and makes some sense? Absolutely. Do I think that there was really like a come to Jesus with Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi and the Wolves where they all said, well, we could tear it down, but we're not going to because we think we can establish a culture. No, I think this is a really nice hindsight story, but I think what we have said from day one is what happened, which is Ziggy and Mark had no interest in trading Kirk and basically trying to start anew last season.
Okay, I also agree that I think ownership had influence. The ownership was setting a bar that said, we are not going to tear this down. You must at least clear the bar of trying to win. But my question to you guys was, do you think building a winning culture and establishing that winning culture trumps having more draft capital and having a blank canvas and having $100+ million in cap space?
So in that case, personally, no. I would rather have, because I think establishing a culture is the most important thing. Winning comes with that eventually for sure, and it might come in this league very quickly. But no, I don't think that having Thielen and Kendricks around for an extra year, for instance, is this like tone setting key thing. I think you still had enough good players, Jefferson and a lot of players that were going to stay, that because I don't think it's winning culture. I think it's culture, and then you start to win, and then they become married together. So if you're asking me personally, I would have stripped things down more. That's what I talked about on M&J, about what Bill Barnwell said. I think Bill Barnwell saying right now, well, you know, in March, they had to pick a path. I think they picked a path last year that I didn't necessarily agree with. I don't have a big problem with the path that they're picking now. But no, I would have made moves. I might not have torn the whole thing down, but I think that there were definitely moves that I got to think Kwesi and O'Connell, given their druthers, would have preferred to make a year ago and were basically told no. So if your question is, do I think winning 13 games is more important? I don't. And here's why. This team has always been competitive, and that's great. But you had an opportunity, pretty free and clear, to take a path that could have gotten you, I think, some really good draft capital and to being great quicker than the path that they chose by bringing everybody back.
I'd rather be the Vikings than the Bears right now. The Bears are intriguing because they have a bunch of good young, well, they have some good young players. Mm-hmm. And they have a blank canvas. And the Vikings, I think it's more just like, is the grass greener? We haven't really seen much of that with the Vikings. The Vikings are diet Pittsburgh. The Vikings are diet Kansas City. Consistently competitive. Those other franchises, once every 10 years, or in this case, the Chiefs are building a dynasty, will pop up and actually win a Super Bowl. The Vikings have yet to do that. So until that happens, they're just going to be like the light version of these franchises they aspire to be. But I think there is value in just making it known from ownership to front office to the players that are there. And then like Eric Kendricks, Adam Thielen, these guys are saying goodbye to, instilled at least some winning qualities in other young players. And those guys learn from players that won divisions and Chad Greenways and those guys. So I do think there's value in just having a consistent winning culture, but it's not like a Super Bowl winning culture. Right. It's a division winning culture.
Yeah.
And I think it's like I said on Mackie and Judd today, it's often overstated, just like the microwave strategy of like, well, just tank and be bad for a minute and then be good again. I mean, there's a lot of teams that spin their wheels. So you have to be careful about that. So I do see a lot of value in building a winning culture. And I do think there's a way to just be competing for divisions and reloading as you go along and then pop up and win Super Bowls, because the 49ers pop up and compete for Super Bowls, and the Steelers do it, and the Chiefs do it, and those teams aren't really bad for like 5 or 6 straight years, maybe once in a while. So I don't know. What about you, Declan?
I'm not completely like upset that they didn't, again, like make major moves or make major cuts and became the Chicago Bears and they wanted to strip it down. I know at the time Judd loved the Ryan Poles plan there of wanting to kind of strip things down, blank canvas, all that stuff. I don't think the Vikings were equipped to be a blank canvas a year ago. I think they're setting themselves up to potentially be not a complete blank canvas, but all right, there's a remodel in the home basically coming here, right? We're waiting to remodel the house. And the remodel of the house is finding the next quarterback, finding your master bedroom, right? So the house is still good, still a really good house. You got a good bathroom, you got a good kitchen, you got a good lay of the land, but you need to make an upgrade in that master bed. It's still a suitable bedroom right now, but eventually you're going to have to make an upgrade there. And I'm curious when they want to make that decision, because it looks like they're going to do it after this season. when are they going to come to grips that they're going to have to do this big remodel at the most important position in football, which is quarterback?
What I don't like, other teams have had everything you just said, and it's like they're not, they don't have to move out of their house. The mm-hmm. Chiefs, the Steelers, the 49ers, the house is solid. So like remodeling the master bedroom and getting a new quarterback doesn't mean that you have to burn right. the whole house down.
Right.
What I don't get is this, though. You had an opportunity to trade Kendricks a year ago. And then, you know, he comes out and he's slow. And are you telling me that his presence in that room offset the fact that you didn't get, at the time, let's say, a fifth-round pick or a fourth-round pick?
No, Thielen, I agree.
Could have been traded.
I agree with you.
This is sort of a selective, yeah, we brought them all back. And again, this is why I don't think there's no way with the way that Kwesi examines life that he wanted to bring everybody back.
I agree that they could have gone at least a little further. Like if they had gone a little bit down that road, kind of like they're doing this year, if they had done kind of what they're doing this year, last year,
right?
Maybe they win 11 games or something instead of 13, but they're probably still a division winning playoff team. So it is, I guess, just it's an interesting discussion, and it'll, because you could point to the Bengals and say, well, the Bengals didn't have a winning culture when Zach Taylor took. Oh, I guess they kind of like they were competitive for a while under Marvin Lewis, right?
Yeah,
they just but a they they started terrible under Zach Taylor, right?
Uh-huh.
If I remember right, and then they built a contending championship team through adding young pieces and finding the quarterback. It's nice to draft high enough to draft a Joe Burrow, et cetera.
Amen.
So I don't think it's a prerequisite that you have to start winning in year one or you're screwed as a head coach.
Right.
But it doesn't hurt to build a winning culture in year one.
I'm just saying, I don't think we should confuse building a successful culture with what you just said, Phil, which is, can I go in and win immediately? I think the thing is, because I think the culture is established from the inside out, and it's a lot of things that go beyond wins at first. It's establishing expectations. Sure. So I think what took place here was Breer went and talked to Kevin, and Kevin agreed to talk to Breer, and they spun a good story. And it's a nice story, but I mean, I think it's a nice story. I don't think that there's a reality to the fact that football-y football people said, let's bring back an aging middle linebacker who, by the way, we can tell has lost a step. Or Thielen.
Sounds like the better story would have been both Kwesi and KOC telling Albert Breer on the record, you know, this is both of our first shots as a general manager and a head coach. And the ownership was mandating that we try and take the same pieces and win to prove that Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman were the problems. And so we'd be stupid not to say yes, or they wouldn't have hired us.
Yes.
And so we did. We took chicken bleep and made it into chicken salad. And now we have a few other, freedoms to make our own meals. That's great.
And Kwesi could have then came in and said, and Kevin, no offense here, but Jim Harbaugh was my choice. They wouldn't let me hire him. So it then I had to hire you.
Jim Harbaugh just kind of like trickled into that conversation, spent a full day at TCO PC. Like, he's not just there randomly because they're taking flight. He was there on the word of someone.
He was there to take the job.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I don't think so.
So anyhow, Dex, tell the audience if they've got murky lakeside areas to take care of during these summer months, where should they turn?
Oh, man. I saw the cabin this weekend, saw the great water that was up there at Shell Lake, was able to jump in the dock to no lake weed or algae, which was just great. Actually, the water, pretty dang good. I was a little worried with it only being a few weeks of warmed up. Felt pretty dang good jumping out there. Even Vinny Boy got in the tube with me out there and wanted to be out there, which is a good sign that the dog also wanted to come into the water, because he can come in there and doesn't have to have that nasty lake weed or algae that sticks to the bottom of his fur, right? You don't want any of that. But if your lake does have that, you can go to aquaside.com and they'll help you dissect what's in that lake pond or home. It's Aquaside Pellets. They're a safe product. It's a do-it-yourself product. They'll walk you through how to use it. You can go to aquaside.com to do so. Go to aquaside.com to learn more.
All right. That's a wrap on this episode. Write that down episode of Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment. If you could click the subscribe button and the like button on this YouTube channel, you can help us spread the word about this awesome community. And yes, this is a 365-day-a-year Vikings show. So we've got you covered tomorrow and the next day all the way up until training camp. We'll see you tomorrow on Purple Daily.